The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, welcome to Drop Dead Serious. I'm Ashley Banfield, and today I've got something super special. Little known fact, in the 37 years that I've been doing television journalism, I've made some super neat friends in the business. One of them I count as Wendy Williams. I've been on her show a couple of times. I was a fill-in host for her at one point. I've done some public charity work with her and always really liked her. She's just my really wild sort of pal, you know. She always lived a very wild life. And I think, as you probably know, Wendy has had a really bad last few years because banking issues and financial abuse led to Wells Fargo Bank requesting a judge to put her under a financial conservatorship, which meant that her assets and funds were frozen from anybody who might have been helping themselves. There were lots of headlines that it was her son Kevin and maybe family members who were doing things they shouldn't have done financially. I think Wendy is acknowledging that now. But I've got an interview with Wendy. She has called me from the facility where she is locked up, virtually as a luxury prisoner, as she puts it. She has no freedom of movement. She can't even go down an elevator, and told me today that even shampoo and lotion has to be brought to her if she wants it. Let me give you just a brief overview of everything that, Wendy has been through, starting with like March of 2022. Temporary financial guardian was put in place. Sabrina Morrissey is her name. She was appointed by Wendy, or for Wendy Williams, by a judge, again, because of the Wells Fargo financial abuses that were happening on her accounts. In May of 2022, the court confirmed Sabrina Morrissey as the permanent financial guardian. Then in 2023, Wendy was diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia and primary progressive aphasia. In February of 2024, that blockbuster docuseries, Where is Wendy Williams, dropped. And the internet broke and everybody went bananas over what they thought they saw was just a devastating version of Wendy Williams. It was on Lifetime. Wendy's guardian, Sabrina Morrissey, was in it. She actually ended up filing a lawsuit against A&E Television Networks because of the story that was told. Her claim was that was not what the project was presented as. A&E says something completely different, that not at all. And Sabrina, you were a part of it. And she says that this exploited Wendy's condition. So there's that suit still going. November of 2024, legal documents described Wendy as cognitively impaired, permanently disabled, and legally incapacitated. December 19, 2024, Wendy attended her son Kevin Hunter Jr.'s college graduation at Florida International University in Miami. February 5th of 2025, Wendy denied having dementia during an interview on The Breakfast Club, stating, "I don't have frontotemporal dementia. I am not incapacitated." Then February 5th of this year, following Wendy's denial, Sabrina Morrissey came out publicly and requested a new mental evaluation to reassess Wendy's cognitive state. February 12th, Wendy signed legal documents seeking to end her guardianship. Again, February 12th, TMZ presents Saving Wendy, a docuseries premiered on Tubi. This is where we first saw Wendy on camera. Remember those pictures? She was way up on her fifth floor residence. It's sort of like a facility, locked residence, and she was standing at the window. And this was just sort of the stunning image that we kind of saw, like, yeah, she's in prison. I mean, she can't get past that window. She can do a phone call from a window and that's it. And it fueled a lot of questions about her well-being. February 15th, Wendy gets the okay from a judge to travel to Miami to celebrate her father's 94th birthday. And the judge gives her that permission. She talks about that in this conversation and what had to happen on the plane for this trip in order for her to go. And she talks a little bit with me about how it was, how things went with her son, how things are with her son and how things will be with her son. Very, very revealing conversation. On February 18th, a medical evaluation was reportedly scheduled to reassess Wendy's cognitive conditions, but she just told me that that did not happen. She has not had those tests, and she told me the protocol for what is supposed to happen in order to get those tests. Wendy built her career by asking really tough questions. And now the world is asking really tough questions. Like, should she really be locked away? What about the rest of us? Like, how bad does it have to get for something like this to really, truly take away our freedoms? It's a question we should all ask ourselves as we listen to Wendy and make a judgment about her abilities as they seem on a telephone. And so this conversation that I had with her today was just really powerful. And I was listening so intently to see if it's the old Wendy that I know from before the conservatorship. And what I think she blew me away most with was that she said she appreciated the conservatorship in the beginning, but not now. She says it's gone too far and it's abusive now. But what a far-ranging interview. Not only did I learn a lot of facts and details, but just listening to her was very informative. I think as you listen to her, you will be able to judge for yourself whether she deserves to be locked away without her constitutional freedoms. Remember, we are all free to be wingy and wild, and Wendy always was very wild. It should take a hell of a lot to take away your constitutional freedoms in this country. So I just wanted you to have this conversation that I had with her. She, again, can't do video because she's barred from it. She has to have a friend. The friend today was Gina, actually facilitate the calls for her and be on the line with her so that the call can get out to someone like me. And, you know, very restrictive life, but she was not pulling any punches, no holds barred. She really answered all my questions and was very forthcoming. So here's our conversation.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, Wendy. How are you? It's good to connect with you again. We have to do this by phone because you have not got the freedom to do what you want to do. If you want to do an interview, these are difficult times. Tell me how things are going right now.
Well, I don't have the freedom to do virtually anything. You know what I'm saying? As far as where I am, I'm on the fifth floor. They call it the memory unit. So it's for people who don't remember anything. And I've met the people who live here, you know what I'm saying? And I've been here for almost a year now, you know what I'm saying? This is very suffocating, you know what I'm saying? It's very, you know, there are the people here that work here. That's what they do for a living, you know, they pass around the pills, you know, not pass around, but I mean, you know, they do the pills, they take care of people who don't, I guess, go to the shower by themselves. They probably have, you know, a difficult time brushing their teeth. And you know what I'm saying? It's the memory unit. You know what I mean? And why am I here? I have no idea. But I can tell you that it's $18,000 a month, which is extremely expensive. And what do I have? I have a bedroom and a bathroom and a window.
And you just feel like you do not belong with that, with those folks, with the people who are on that floor with you. You just don't feel like you belong at all?
No. It's not just about being on this floor. It's about being in this building. It's about, you know, I have been the ward for over 3 years. You know, my guardian has been, you know, I mean, you know, it's a long time, you know what I mean? And I'm ready to get out of here. I'm ready to get out, you know, and get out of the guardian. You know, it's just, it's suffocating, you know, it's very lonely.
Wendy, you were away in Miami with your dad and your son for his birthday. When you came back, the reporting was that you were going to have cognitive tests done. Did that happen?
I don't know what a cognitive test is. What are you speaking of, going to the doctor?
Yeah, that they were going to start doing some testing, you know, in order to maybe determine maybe it's time for you to be released. Have you had those tests?
Yes. No, I have not had the test with these two doctors, you know, and one of the attorneys, you know, I had to fire. So, you know, now, you know what I'm saying? The first thing I have to do is get an attorney. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, I'm attorney-less. and yes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm accused of having frontal temporal dementia. They've accused me of being incapacitated. So I would imagine that the best way to prove that I am not, you know, is to talk. You know what I'm saying? Talk with people. You know what I mean? So, again, it's really nice to speak with you. And it's like, you know, speaking to, you know, my family in Miami. That's great, you know what I'm saying? Speaking to, you know, people that I know in New York. That's great, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when I first got involved, you know, it was about my money, you know what I'm saying, at Wells Fargo, you know, and anyway. And that's how I got involved with getting a guardian. Person, you know what I'm saying? And at that time, that was great.
Yeah. I definitely want to touch on the Wells Fargo issue and the money in a moment, but I still want to just figure out like where everything's at with the testing. That seemed like a real step forward, that the Guardian had said that testing would happen and that maybe you could actually test and get a clear result and then be out of the circumstance. When do you think it's going to happen? Or is anyone telling you anything about when you're going to get these cognitive tests?
Well, first of all, I'm supposed to be having the Lincoln hearing, you know, with the judge, because I need a new attorney. And I guess, and with that, you know what I'm saying? I was supposed to be going to the two different doctors, and that hasn't happened yet. So, first things first, you know what I mean? I need an attorney.
Yeah, right now she let go of her attorney. So what the plan is, as Wendy told me, is she wants a trial by jury. And so a petition has to be put in. Along with that petition would be the two tests from a psych and a psychologist and a psychiatrist. Unfortunately, she had to let go from her attorney. So right now she's in the process of getting a new attorney so we can move forward with a trial by jury and submit the two tests that's needed in order for Wendy to show the court that she's not incapacitated.
Correct.
What do you think the timeline's going to be on this? Like, are we talking weeks or months? Like, what do you expect it might take for this to all happen?
Well, right now,
because
Wendy doesn't have an attorney, there's a process because she is a ward and she has a guardian. So the process right now is she let go of her attorney. She would have to have a meeting with the judge to see if she does have the capacity to fire her attorney. If the judge feels she does not have the capacity, then the judge will do what's called appoint a court-appointed attorney to Wendy. Wendy would not be able to pick her own private
Unbelievable.
Lawyer.
This is my life. This is my life. Ridiculous.
Wendy, can you tell me why the last attorney was fired, or why you want to fire the last attorney?
The last attorney? Because, listen, regarding, you know, guardianship, you know, the attorney that I fired, the recent one, she told me that she had was in charge of, you know, guardianship. And she's not. She said seven times. Seven people, you know what I'm saying? And it's not seven, it's only three. And listen, I don't care if it's 10. You know, 10 is not enough, you know what I'm saying? Guardianship is really important, you know what I mean? Because obviously, you know, like for me, you know what I'm saying, it's far too long and too many weird things have happened to people that I know about, which I don't care to talk about, but I've spoken with people about it, and people know that, please, I'm not incapacitated, you know? If I got a firm grasp on the attorney, you know, that I would like to have, you know, and the firm, as a matter of fact, you know, and trial by jury.
I will say you sound a lot like the old Wendy that I knew, that I'd met several times on your set, that I'd met at events. And it's hard to understand this kind of control over your life. You know, it's just hard for the outsider to see this. I wonder if you ever feel, Wendy, any similarities to Britney Spears and her effort to come out from under her conservatorship.
Oh my gosh, you are about the 10,000th person that has talked in terms of Britney Spears and her situation and talked to me about that. You know, I mean, you know, this is a very, very unique situation that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? And yes, Britney Spears, you know, has her own unique situation, but I tell you something, this guardian thing, this is like a very broken system as far as I'm concerned, you know? Like I'm on this fifth floor with my money, $18,000 a month, you know what I'm saying? It's a locked unit. Like, I can't press the elevator to go downstairs or upstairs. I have to be allowed. And somebody here always to go to the third floor to work out. I'm never doing it myself, like pressing the bell and going downstairs or upstairs. And by the way, you know, as far as, you know, going out, you know what I'm saying, you know, with a friend, you know, to go get something to eat, well, I have like $0, you know. I mean, my guardian has all of my money, and she's using my money for various things of her own, you know, more.
Like what?
I mean, Gina, can you please talk about that too? You know, I feel like I'm in prison. Okay, it's like a luxury prison, I guess, because you know it's a very private building. You know what I'm saying? And then an even more private floor.
Yeah. I think Wendy's concerned from what she's told me that the guardian has been spending her money on attorneys to defend herself against Wendy and the Lifetime lawsuit. And
that's a big deal. That's a big deal because I don't care about... Did you watch the Lifetime? Did you watch that?
I did. So Wendy, is your concern that that you're saying the Guardian is using your money to defend herself against the Lifetime documentary?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't care about it. I don't care about that. What I want to do is I want to get out of this guardianship situation in my life. You know what I'm saying? And move on with my life. And obviously, I'll have to go back to work, which, you know, at one point, you know, I thought I have enough money that I don't have to work for the rest of my life. But now, and by the way, working is always fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing something different, doing something unique, doing something I've never done before. You know what I'm saying? So in terms of, like, for instance, if I want to make a friend, oh, please, you are not allowed to come here. You know what I'm saying? You have to get permission from, and this and that and the third. And that is not a way to live. You know what I'm saying? It's not a way to meet and greet people. You know that I have to hire somebody, you know, to what do you call that? To talk to. A memory talk person. You know what I mean? Just to have a conversation.
Yeah, yeah. What if you could have a conversation with a serial killer? Actually sit in a room across the table from them and hear them tell the story of who they are, what they did, and why they did it? What if you could separate their truths from their lies and actually maybe hear something that they've really never told anybody before. From the team that brought you Down the Hill, The Delphi Murders, comes Deviant. It's a show that explores the people who blow through society's boundaries, the people who live beyond the margins. The episodes are released each and every Tuesday and Friday, with Friday stories featuring interviews with people who have spent their lives and their careers close to crime. These include former FBI agents, undercover agents, and crime journalists who have covered the most shocking and high-profile cases. Deviant is available now. You can follow and listen on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or any major streaming platform. Are you risking like being out of money because of all of the expenses that have been incurred? Are you fearful that you're running out of money?
Yeah, well, guess what? I still don't know accurately what kind of money I have at all. You know what I'm saying? There's an attorney that I had, that she was the one that was supposed to, tell me, come to me and we can talk dollars and cents. Every money, the money for this one and the money for that one. And most importantly, how much money do I have left? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, and people don't seem to care. As long as I'm here, you know what I'm saying? I'm safe and protected, you know what I'm saying? And by myself. And just watching TV, which, by the way, the TV, thank God, The Guardian, who knows I love TV. I have a big TV with my money, of course. But, what I'm saying? It's worth it. Like I said, I have a TV and I have radio. Radio. Oh, I love radio, too. I was doing radio for years before I got into doing TV, I was like a star at WBLS back in the day, And then I went to hot.
Are you getting any straight answers about how much money's left?
No, I'm not getting any straight answers about any of that. No. Is that the most disgusting thing ever? It's my money, and my money is being used for other people and other things. You know what I'm saying? Like for me,
yeah.
even to fly to Miami for my dad's birthday, they wouldn't let me fly with, the man, the bodyguard, man who'd be flying with me. No, I had to fly with the attorney, or I wouldn't be allowed to fly to Miami for my dad's birthday. With my money, everybody, stay in a hotel. Not with the attorney. Attorney had her own money. But, the point is that, and then while I was in Miami, and I was shopping, and buying, and what I'm saying? Because all my stuff is in storage, okay? The last time I spoke to The Guardian about going to storage, she said no. And I've been there, maybe, three or four times, since, my apartment, was sold. So everything's in storage, and all the clothing, everything. So, I brought some things in Miami for here in New York, to see the judge, to go to the court. You know what I'm saying? When I go out. Mm. And the money was put on hold with the credit card that the attorney had. So,
When you were given the permission to go to your dad's birthday and that the weekend in Miami, who flew with you? Was it a lawyer? Was it a guard? Was it a companion? Was it the conservator?
It was a man who is a former cop. And he flew, together, and then the attorney, flew also. Like I said, the judge said I would not be allowed to fly with just, the man, what I'm saying, the police enforcer person.
So it was the judge who said that? The judge was the one who said you have to fly with the lawyer and this sort of additional companion, the person who used to be a police officer. The judge determined that? That was where it came from?
Yes. I mean, the additional companion is always, a law enforcer, what I'm saying? Like, a former bodyguard, you know, who now is retired but still does, you know, security for, you know, certain people. And, you know, and that goes on a lot. So, you know, I have no problem with that, you know. The idea with the attorney who, please, you know, I was about to fire her, you know, it was just a matter of when, you know what I mean? There were quite a few things going on, but the biggest thing is that I wanted to put in the petition for trial by jury, you know, and get out of this place. Anyway.
There was video that came out about a week ago of you arriving at Miami International Airport. You looked so happy. I was interested, though, that people were asking you questions, but you didn't answer them. And I've always known you to be very talkative. What was going through your mind when you were in the wheelchair going to your vehicle and people, you know, the paparazzi are there and asking questions?
Yeah, no, well, the thing is that I am a talker by nature, you know what I'm saying? But
that's a good thing. It served you well.
But I have to tell you something. I have to tell you something, you know, because things have become so strict, you know what I'm saying, that you know, the most important thing was just, you know, to just continue moving forward, you know, just continue moving forward. And so in Miami, you know, there was no time for stopping and joking, you know, just continue to move forward, you know, at the airport, you know what I'm saying? And then get in the car, you know what I'm saying? And go to the hotel. And then, yeah, there was paparazzi and things of that nature, which I do admit that I love that, you know what I'm saying? I love that even when I was doing WBLS in New York. So I cannot lie, but you know, yeah, I was only in Miami.
But nobody said to you, you're not allowed to talk to the press, did they?
Yes. Well, you know what? I didn't want to be a part of that. You know, there are people, because I'm dealing with, you know, this situation for over 3 years, you know, and things are very strict, you know, like, you know, no. So I can't be who I love to be, you know. I have to be more conservative, and I don't mind that either for right now, you know. I just say, you know.
But, you know, I got the impression that you might consider at some point getting back into radio or getting back into TV, like you want to work again. Is that, tell me about that.
Oh, you know, it is going to be very nice to get back in doing the things of that nature. Very nice, you know, and thank goodness, you know, I have some really good people in my corner, you know, people who have asked me about, would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? And I'm like, oh my gosh. My life is so fabulous in such a weird, screwed up way. You know, it's just like,
Do you want to work again and in television or in radio? Like, what are your thoughts about
it? Yes, I've been, I've had conversations and things of that nature. You know, I cannot talk the way I would like to about my life after Guardian, but it is very, very fabulous. It's going to be a
great... You have
great,
lots of plans.
And here's the thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, getting out of Guardian, you know, and moving on with my life means that my life has to be very secured. And I have a lot of things in place with a few particular people. And Gina, you know what I'm speaking of. Gina, can you talk? Because I am nervous to talk about certain things.
Yeah, Ashley, I think what Wendy's trying to say is that, you know, Wendy doesn't have to be in a guardianship to be protected from someone to financially exploit her. There are things that can be placed outside of this guardianship where, you know, she can be protected, more attorneys in her life to protect her. Being in this guardianship with the label of her being incapacitated clearly is unjust. It's not appropriate. And, you know, she's being bullied and contained in an unhealthy environment, being isolated for almost 2 years, literally isolated with just minimal visits.
I feel emotionally abused. And by the way, when I was in Connecticut, and I was in Connecticut for a full year, I celebrated my birthday, right? The whole building was, the memory unit, you know, and there was a memory unit. First of all, there was nothing but trees and when I was in Connecticut, and there were quite a few memory units in the vicinity that I was like, wow, this is where I am? And these people work here, and how am I supposed to, like, survive? You know what I mean? And so the best thing I can tell you is that, you know, I did everything in the bedroom. Breakfast, lunch, dinner in the bedroom. Yeah. You know, watching TV, listening to radio, you know, making a few telephone calls, but not much. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Connecticut. You know? Well, my gosh. I mean, there is a huge difference to me from New York and Connecticut. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Are you still taking meals in your bedroom and spending most of the day just in that bedroom unit?
Yes. I spend, you know, all of my time right here. All of my time right here. You know, when I watch TV, you know, I'm watching my friend Rosanna Scotto. You know, like me and Rosanna Scotto, we go back a long time. You know what I'm saying? It's like to watch TV and to see certain things. Like, oh, there's Donald Trump. Oh, I know Donald Trump from years ago. Or you know, it's just, you know, things. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is my life. You know what I'm saying? And with the Guardian, you know, and looking for the attorneys that I fired and the judge, you know what I'm saying? And these people where I am, and this is my life. And the best thing that I can tell, you know, to anybody that's on the phone with me, this is my life.
Yeah, so the way this all kicked off, as the reporting had it, was that you were financially being abused, that your finances were draining, and the accusations were that it was your son. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that back then and your thoughts on it now.
That will never be a problem again in life, you know what I'm saying? My son is my son, you know what I mean? We definitely have a meeting of the minds regarding my money is my money, you know. For his graduation, you know, the last thing that I did for him was I bought him a car, and that is no reason for me to feel like, you know, my son's a horrible person, you know what I'm saying? First of all, the main people involved is not my son, you know what I'm saying?
Who were they?
I was going to say, that is all I can say about it, you know?
Understand.
That is all I can
Understand.
Say about it. But my friend Gina knows what I'm speaking of. There is such factual stuff, you know what I'm saying? But at least, you know, Wells Fargo is really good at stopping the majority of my money. You know what I'm saying? You know.
So you're happy with them. I know at first it was very frustrating, but you're happy that Wells Fargo had your back?
No. Wells Fargo did a good job at that time, you know. That was like 3.5 years ago, you know. And they did a very good job, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I ended up, you know, with Guardian. And, you know, at that time, I was like, yes, oh, my gosh, yes. Because my money is my money, you know. Your money is your money. Is that correct? I mean, even when you're married, don't you have a few extra dollars that are yours and not his? You don't have to answer yes or no, but this is me. This is my life. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you loud and clear, actually. And I think a lot of the listeners hear you loud and clear on that too. Are you good with Kevin? Are you good? Like, how was Miami? How was that visit?
Oh my gosh, Kevin and I are fabulous. You know what I'm saying? Fabulous. You know, and my sister Wanda and I, you know what I'm saying? We talk on the phone often. You know what I'm saying? My dad, yep. You know, I mean, the family is good, you know. My niece Alex, we're on the phone nonstop.
I'm glad about that, because I'm you know, it's so important to have family support. I know that in Britney Spears' case, she was at odds with her family.
My friend, well, yes, please. All family is not good family, and I won't talk about what part of that I'm speaking of. But I will say to you that my niece Alex, me, and Gina, we do a three-way conversation a lot.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Wendy, do you feel at all abandoned by any of your friends or associates from before the conservatorship?
Yes, absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. And you want to know what? And that's why I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? I've gained heavy friends and particular family. Heavy. Heavy friends and heavy family. And you know what? And it's only a few different people. It's not like, you know, 20 people or even 15. You know what I'm saying? Please. You know, I can count on my hands, you know, the ones that I trust and I honor.
Who do you feel abandoned by from your life before the conservatorship?
I don't want to talk about.
Understand.
One day I will, though, but I don't want to talk about it now.
No, I understand. But that's a hard, that's painful to hear that. Do you still have good old friends from your life before who you still are close with?
Yes, I do. I do. The unfortunate thing is that, you know, my phone, you know, to call, you know, good old friends, you know what I'm saying? My phone is with my guardian. So the phone that I'm using is a landline phone. Like, I can call you, but you can't call me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I keep it constantly refreshed, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm not familiar with a landline phone until I got this phone here, you know? So therefore, the telephone numbers to be able to call people, you know, I can't do that, you know? Like the way I found Gina is through my friend Charlemagne the God from radio. And Charlemagne, I've known Charlemagne for almost 20 years. You know what I mean? It's like really weird. Rosanna Scotto, same thing. You know, oh, I have the Rosanna Scotto. You know, it's just very weird, you know, how I got in contact with people. You know what I'm saying? My friend Harvey Levin from TMZ. I mean, please, I've known him for years as well. Wow. You know?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm glad to hear that you're at least being able to keep abreast of the news and have the television, and you're able to see. I'm sure you must have seen all these latest antics by Kanye West. What are you thinking about that?
Listen, you know, the thing about watching TV, and I believe me when I tell you, I love TV. You know what I'm saying? TV is on all the time, you know, when I was out of the school, you know, when I was just on my own, you know what I'm saying? TV and radio are two must all the time in my life, you know. And regarding Kanye West, please, I'm thinking about Wendy Williams, please. And as far as Kanye West, you know, or whoever else, you know, please.
Some people, Wendy, Some people have said, understandably, how is it that Kanye West can do the things he's doing and behave in a way that he's behaving, and there's no talk of conservatorship at all, and Wendy is locked up?
Listen. My life, to me, conservatorship has failed miserably. Like it started out to be good, you know, it was about my money, you know, I'm saying, okay, great. Next thing you know, it's about, you know, what are these pills? You know what I'm saying? I have Linzess and I have thyroid. And you know what Linzess is about. but can I go to the doctor of my choice? Oh, well, finally, I'm going to the doctor that, you know, I've been dealing with my thyroid for years. Thank God. As opposed to, you know, somebody coming and drawing my blood and then taking it to, you know what I'm saying? Like this is a weird life that I have. I can't go to the doctor. The doctor has come to me. And by the way, that hasn't happened here so far.
What do you think about this notion that many people are discussing Kanye's antics and no talk of conservatorship for him, yet, you know, there's Wendy locked up? Is this a notion that women like Wendy or Britney get locked up, but Kanye doesn't?
I can tell you this. I would imagine that people think that it's easy because I am solitude, you know what I'm saying? I'm by myself. Like family and friends, they don't even know where I am. You know what I'm saying? They don't know where I am. You know, I'm out of sight, out of mind. You know what I'm saying? People are looking for me, but, you know, all right, I can't even call Wendy's phone, so I'm just going to relax. You know what I'm saying? Gina, can you please talk a little bit more about what she's been talking about?
Actually, that issue that you just mentioned, family and friends don't know where you are. Does your family and your friends, they don't know where you're literally living?
Yes. I mean, my sister has been here. She knows, and she knows the floor. You know what I'm saying? My niece, too. Oh, please. They've been here, and they know the floor. My son, too, has been here and knows the floor. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the idea that they have to come, but, you know, I can't, like, pick a restaurant because the money is from my guardian. You know what I'm saying? And it has to be approved. You know, and the idea that I'm even in this locked building, which is like ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Gina, can you talk a little bit more so that I'm not saying too much?
Yeah, actually, everybody knows where Wendy lives. There has to be permission via the guardian for visitation. Friends cannot visit unless they're approved by the guardian. It's very restricted.
Right. So in this respect, does it frustrate you that you're in this predicament and someone who's behaving like Kanye's behaving is not? There's not even a question of whether Kanye should be in a conservatorship.
Well, that is what I'm saying. It's a very weird situation, you know what I mean? And by the way, you know, being out and about and still, you know, being a ward, that's not my picture either. You know, I'm the ward to my, you know, guardian, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that. This has been long overdue. I need out of this. And by the way, you know what happened yesterday? Yesterday around 6:30, so it's dark, right? Yesterday, there were two women who came in, one who works on this floor, and this other woman who I'd never met before, but they were talking about the bathroom. Gina, remember I was telling you this?
Yeah.
It was really weird, right? So they wanted to know about, they want to make sure that everything is safe. I said, okay, what do you mean safe? I mean, how much more safe can you be than, you know, in this building? I mean, this is like, oh my gosh. So they said, regarding the shampoo and conditioner. I said, what about it? You mean in the shower? They said, yes. They wanted me to, they asked if they can keep, you know, the shampoo and conditioner, you know, safe, for, so that it's safe. So anytime that I want to do shampoo and conditioner, I have to be allowed for somebody to bring it to me. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. And I said, all right, so what else? You know, what else would that be? Would that be like lotion that's, you know, in the bathroom? You know, lotion. I got two hairbrushes, my toothbrush and toothpaste, you know what I'm saying? My nail polish, which I keep a little bit of that. Anyway, so yes, they said, yes, we keep it locked. And by the way, there is a locked, I see what, you know, when I first got here, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, why would I want to keep that locked? What are you talking about? And this is the life that I go through.
Your toiletries? So let me get that straight. Your shampoo, your toiletries, those things are locked away from you? You have to have someone bring them to you?
Yes. All of it. They want to bring things. Like if I want lotion, they will bring me the lotion. You know what I'm saying? If I want to take off the nail polish and put different nail polish on, they have to bring it to me. You know what I'm saying? If I want to brush my teeth and wash my face, they have to bring it to me.
They say why? Like why would they do? Why would that?
Well, this is, you know, they asked, you know, I guess they asked it, and they just started asking that yesterday. And so today, you know what I'm saying, I was, you know, kind of frustrated with that. So I asked the girl who works next door, I said, you realize that no matter how many times they ask that, I don't want that done. Like just leave the door unlocked, you know what I'm saying, and always knock. Yeah, also that, you know what I'm saying?
I'm confused. These are other people who are in the ward as residents. They're asking for this to happen, or this is happening?
I don't know. It probably is just happening, because remember, this is the memory unit, this floor. The memory unit, they don't remember anything. You know, this is the memory unit, this floor, except for me. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, and the price ranges from $20,000 a month to $40,000 a month. So I got a couple of dollars off, because mine is only it's $18,000 a month.
Oh, discount, my God. Wendy, real quick, there was a headline, I think a week or two ago, that said that there was an issue in a restaurant with you being drunk at the facility. Was there any truth to that?
When I first got here, right, and I came from Connecticut, you know, I was there for a year. And, you know, I won't call it a party, but what I will say is that, you know, there, first of all, as far as eating, I wasn't on this floor, you know what I'm saying? All of the food was, you know, above. And there were a whole bunch of people there, you know what I'm saying? And there was, you know, food and... And yes, there was alcohol, and yes, I partook at that time. However, I must tell you that I am sober and will stay sober for the rest of my life. You know, I have more important things to do. And by the way, I wasn't silly drunk, just so that you know. But, you know, there are more important things to do in my life. And the most important thing is to get out of this guardianship mess, so I can move on with the rest of my life and get back to work, doing the work that I like, you know.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
I remember when I was on your show and we were talking, you were working so hard on your sobriety. It was such a critical part. You were very public with it with your audience too. Do you think that maybe alcoholism or any substance abuse really kind of drove towards the circumstance that you're in now? Do you have a feeling one way or the other?
No, I told you the way I got involved with this was my money. The money, and that's how I got involved with Guardian. And that's how my money got stopped at Wells Fargo. Now, as far as alcohol had nothing to do with that, you know. However, yes, I have gone to a few, you know, facilities for that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm proud to say, you know, that I'm sober for the rest of my life, you know. I'm also proud to say that my body is as beautiful as it ever has been. Thank God. You know, and I still like to do the same things that I love to do. You know, I love to sew. You know what I'm saying? I love to sew. You know, and I love to change the nail polish. You know what I'm saying? And I still love it. I wear lipstick all the time. You know, not the whole makeup thing, though, but lipstick... Mm-hmm. Regularly, you know what I'm saying? And as far as, you know, going in the bathroom, well, that's a regular, you know, you take a shower because what? Because I want to, you know, what I'm saying is that, you know, my life has not changed, you know, so much so, you know, the people that I enjoy speaking with, oh my gosh, are the same people. Like for instance, oh my gosh, there I am on News Nation. Look at me go. Oh gosh. Look, I love seeing TV and I see myself on TV. It's just like the cat's meow.
We love having you, you know. I've always been a big admirer of yours, Wendy. I really always have been.
Thank you. Well, you know, Gina loves turkey bacon and I love bacon, you know, like pork bacon. But I know turkey, but I love pork. And by the way, how often on this floor have I had bacon? Not much at all. I mean, maybe three times. And I'm saying out of almost a year that I've been here, literally. You know, here I have bars. By the way, do you like bars?
Don't like them.
I do. Eat on this floor, you know, their lunch. Salad and anchovies. Well, you know, I have somebody with my money goes out and brings in the anchovies that I want. With my money, you know, I love Poland Springs water. Well, I don't want Dasani. You know, Fiji is looks good, but Poland Springs, that's been my mainstay all of my life. So with my money, you bring in the Poland Spring. A case, please. Three cases, please. You make sure that my water is always watered up, you know.
Can I ask you, Wendy, overall, I love to ask the question, how are you doing? But really, how are you feeling? How do you feel like you're doing?
I feel like I'm very uplifted. I feel very... very important, and I have people with me, you know, who finally understand, you know, what I want, you know what I'm saying, and also, by the way, people who also talk back and forth with, you know what I'm saying. So when I'm talking about this, and they're talking about that, there's always a meeting of the minds. I mean, it's just a really beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful, uplifting thing. You know what I'm saying? I feel very, very impressed by the friends that I will remain friends with for the rest of my goddamn life. I mean, look, I don't want to cry, but I'm getting a little emotional. but Gina, do you know what I'm talking about, Gina? Because you're one of those people, Gina.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, she says thank you, but she knows what I mean. Like you have no idea what it's like my life, you know, the bad part of it, you know, but there is good in it too. And the good part is my new life when I get out of this mess that I'm in. You know, I have people that I can count on. It's not just Gina, you know, but there are other...
But, I mean, it sounds to me, you know, Wendy, it sounds to me like your friends are critical to you. They're a backbone.
Yeah. The friends that I have are critical to me, but there are friends that are not friends of mine anymore. Zero.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you so much, Wendy, for being so candid and honest, and I'm wishing everything good for you. Please stay informed and keep us informed, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. I'm sending you all the love in the world through the microphone.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. Wendy Williams, unplugged and unedited. I hope this was revealing to you, and I hope it was newsworthy to you. I gotta say, I really love talking to someone I consider a friend, someone I have always admired. You know, it was very insightful, I think, personally, very insightful. Please, I'm so glad that you're here, and I would just love it if you would subscribe and like and leave comments and tell me your thoughts on all of this, good or bad. I love hearing the good and the bad. It helps me to get better. I also want to hear who you'd like me to talk to, what cases you'd like me to cover. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, leave a comment below and tell me all your thoughts, including what you want to see covered, what kind of interviews you'd like to see me do, and who in particular you'd like me to reach out to. Don't forget to follow me on social media. I'm on all platforms, either TV Ashley or at Ashley Banfield. And, you know, as always, I encourage you to subscribe, because I drop a lot of surprises, little bonus episodes with stuff that I wasn't expecting and that just came out of the blue. And I don't want you to miss that stuff when it drops. And as always, friends, please remember this. The truth isn't just serious. It is drop dead serious.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.